Soldiers with slashes and scars that never used drinking in no time of wars, nor shedding of blood in mad drunken jars. And is not old England grown new? Is not old England grown new? Where are your old swords, your bills and your bows, your bucklers and targets that never feared blows? They turn to stilettos and other fair shows. And is not old England grown new? Is not old England grown? Fashioned hats for our new painted blocks, and more new diseases besides the French pox. And is not old England grown new? Is not old England grown new? New trickings, new goings, new measures, new paces, new fashions, new riches, new power in new places. Puts old sneers and old scorn on a set of new faces. And is not old England grown new? Is not old England grown new?
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 254. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Darren Heyman and The Short Parliament. That song is called Old England Grown New, and that's on the album Bugbears, which Darren Heyman released on his own label July 15th of this year. The album is a collection of songs, poems, and broadsides written about the 17th century and the Stuart era, discussing the changing times around the English Civil War. Darren has done some fantastic research into these old folk songs, and all of it is available when you buy the album online. I unfortunately was cheap and just did the digital download, and now I regret it. So some excellent work there and some just fantastic songs rearranged that feel very fresh. That's kind of how that song fits in there. Old England grown new. I got lots of good music for you this week, kind of a hazy indie rock and indie pop thing happening, so maybe zone out to that one a bit. We're going to start things off here with Ski Lodge. This song is called Just to Be Like You.
Yeah.
couple of irresistible tracks there, ending up with Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, with the song Young Presidents. That's on the band's forthcoming album, Fly By Wire, that won't be out until September 17th on Polyvinyl Records. The album doesn't feel a lot like their previous albums, but it still maintains that fantastic, quirky pop sensibility, and I just really love it. There are four or five tracks on there that I'm sure will be with me all year long. Before that, we heard from Ski Lodge with the song Just to Be Like You. That's on the album Big Heart, which comes out August 20th on Dovecote Records. That is the project of Andrew Marr, based out of New York City. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. There are no themes. I don't pick my favorite tracks from records of past. Just whatever I get, that's what I'm going to play. But hopefully I get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Coming up next, I've got a track here by Bleeding Rainbow. The song is called Waking Dream.
Yeah. Fire makes us thaw.
As I explained in the last break, there is no rhyme or reason on why I play what I play, but let's run through the last three songs and you can make up what the common theme is. We ended things off there with the Swimming Pool Cues. That song is called Just Property, and it's on the band's self-titled album, which was released in 1984 on A&M Records. The band was based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and very much contemporaries of R.E.M., Pylon, B-52s, and all of the great bands that came out of that area at that time. This band definitely gets a short shrift, though, and when a new CD compilation came out featuring both their 84 and 86 albums on A&M, I picked it up to educate myself a bit. I can't say I'm a big fan, but it does fill in some missing pieces for me. Before that, we heard from Ghostwave with the song Here She Comes. That's on the band's album Ages, which will be out August 27th on Flying Nun Records, a band, of course, out of Auckland in New Zealand. And we started things off with Bleeding Rainbow with the song Waking Dream. That's on the album Yeah Right, which came out back in January on K9 Records, a band out of Philadelphia, PA. That Bleeding Rainbow album reminds me a bit of the Speedy Ortiz album in that they definitely rehash a lot of 90s themes, but the more you listen to it, the more you're going to find that there's some really good stuff happening in there. Well, looks like I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 254. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, in the last week or so since you listened to a podcast, you'll find coverage of a Hidden Pictures capsule show, a Kepi Ghouli and Kevin Second show, a Vampire and Smith Western show. Photos and video up of all of those on the Too Much Rock website. Looking ahead, I will probably be at Mammoth Life on the 15th at the Brick. The 15th is also Stillwater at the Alamo Draft House. Stillwater? Yes, that's gonna how it's work. Local bands, Cherokee Rock Rifle, Goodfoot, and a few others have combined to play the songs of Stillwater from the movie Almost Famous in a live setting just before a screening of that. So that should be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, I've got other plans that night. Let's see, on the 16th, Bob Mould is playing at the Bottleneck, or you can catch Mammoth Life at the Jackpot that night. I am disappearing the 24th to the 25th up to Toronto for Riot Fest. I will miss O Brother playing September 1st at the Record Bar, but be back in time for Kay Flay at the Record Bar on the 9th, Downfall of Gia at Riot Room on the 10th, the 14th Murder by Death at the Record Bar, the 18th Paul Collins at the Record Bar, 21st Rancid playing the Granada, 27th Fiedler at Czar Bar. I should really get tickets for that because I'm sure it'll sell out. Looking into the future a bit, Quasi is playing the Record Bar on the 4th, and Harmar Superstar is playing the Riot Room on the 5th, and that one's definitely going to sell out as well. And John Spencer, October 7th at Record Bar, and that should be a crazy show as well. Lots of shows popping up on the calendar, but I think that'll get us through for a while. So let's go ahead and wrap things up. As happens so often on the Too Much Rock podcast, I'm going to end you with some death metal. Actually, some post-black metal. This is the band Death Haven. They are based out of San Francisco. And then I'm going to play Sunbather, which is the title track of their new album, which came out back in June on Death Wish Records. It is a very interesting record, very dense and heavy, but then tracks that are, I don't know, feel a lot like Godspeed You Black Emperor with found sounds, very atmospheric and light. So you're going to hear all sorts of things in this album. Give this one a chance. We're going to start here with kind of a needle drop in the middle of Sunbather. Give you some pretty music, and then we can work its way into those growling black metal vocals that probably take some getting used to for some of you folks out there. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We're going to end things off here with Death Haven. We'll talk again next week.